Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and this is the second podcast on the Eddyroll R09HR. In this podcast, we're going to try a lot of different microphones and a lot of different recorders. I'm using the Eddyroll R9. I have the Sony windscreen on the recorder, which actually fits. I'm out on the front porch. It's a very cool day. You can probably hear drops of rain falling. It rained really hard earlier and is not quite so hard now. So let's get right to it. The first thing I want to do is to elaborate on something I did in the first podcast, and that was the comparison of the older R9 with this one. Let me go to an already recorded file, which will explain what I'm doing. What you're going to hear on this file, by the way, this is the new recorder, the new Eddyroll, is a more true comparison of the old R9 and the new R9HR. I did one in the previous podcast, but I'd done something strange in the old recording by holding the microphone under my chin or some dumb thing to make the signal-to-noise ratio better. And there comes the air conditioner, but we'll get rid of that in a second. So what you're about to hear is, first we start with the old recorder, the old R9, with limiter on. Then we turn limiter off, which, as you will see, makes a difference in the hiss level. And then we switch to the new recorder. And I believe you will be able to tell some difference. So without any further ado, let's go to the old Eddyroll R9. And then to the Eddyroll R9HR. This is limiter on. Now let's go to limiter off. Now I noticed a difference in the hiss level. The noise seemed to go down. Let me turn it back on again. And this is the new Eddyroll R09HR from the same echoey room. You hear my wife downstairs reading a book. Otherwise, it's the same. I'm the same distance I was from the other microphone, trying to talk about the same volume. This is not a scientific test. I didn't compare noises and get them equal and then do the speech test like I've done before. But it's reasonable. And let's see how much less hiss, if any, there is on this new unit. And now, more with internal microphones. I recorded this morning's rainstorm. There was no thunder, or at least there was very little, on three different recorders. The Eddyroll, the Zoom H2, and the Sony PCM-D50. And I'm going to play them in that order. First the Eddyroll, and then we're going to fade out and fade into the Zoom H2 recorded at 120 degrees, and then into the Sony PCM-D50 with the mics out at 120 degrees. I was standing in a place where there was not a lot of stereo separation because I was kind of hiding back in the end of the garage to keep from getting blown away, but let's just see what we can hear. Eddyroll, Zoom, and Sony. And now I'd like to try some tests with external microphones. I'm going to use the following order: the Zoom H2, the Eduroll, and the Sony. First, I'm going to test the lowest volume dynamic mic I have, the Electrovoice RE635, which is a speech mic omnidirectional. First on the Zoom H2, then the Eduroll, and then the Sony. Oh my! Well, this will never do. This is the Zoom H2 with the Electrovoice RE635. It sounds like I'm taking a shower or under a waterfall or something. Not good. So, let us quickly proceed from here. My. Well, this is quite a bit better, actually. This is the RE635 on the Eduroll R09HR recorder. My cord has a hum in it. That isn't the recorder. That's the cord. I'm recording this in a stereo file. I could make it quieter if I simply used one of the two channels and routed them both into the middle of the stereo spectrum, and then you'd only hear a portion of the hiss. But this gives us a relative idea of how each of the three recorders compare with regard to microphone preamplifier noise. So, we've learned that the Eduroll is far better than the Zoom. My. On to the Sony. And this is the Sony PCMD50 using the Electrovoice RE635. I would say this is by far the quietest. Still, I have the hum. But there is one interesting problem with this recorder. Of course, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. Didn't you always know that? Here's the problem. This recorder picks up more RF noise than some of the others. I live in a very RF-prone neighborhood. Almost every instrument I have has some problem because I live close to a TV station and a radio station. But I didn't hear that on either of the other recorders. And there are places in my studio that I can go that actually cause that to happen. I'm sure I can find places with the other recorders as well, but I don't think quite as many. So that is something to be concerned about if you're using unshielded cable, which I am. Now, I could get shielded cable, and that would probably eliminate that. So let's just chalk that up perhaps to the wrong kind of cable. But this is definitely the quietest, except for the hum, which is there not as a result of the recorders, as I said, but as a result of that cable again. Here we go with unshielded cable. Lesson learned. A note about the RF noise of the Sony PCMD50. It only happens in one place in my house, and it only happens in the left channel. And I'm pretty sure only with that cable, so I'm guessing that's a cable issue and not a recorder issue. But I'll have to be a little more mindful of that. Now I'm going to do the same recorder tests with a different microphone. People often want to know about, and some people use, the Audio-Technica AT-822, a single-point stereo microphone. First, I'm going to use it with the Zoom, then the Eduroll, and then the Sony. And this is the Audio-Technica AT-822 microphone on the Zoom H2 recorder. A bit of noise in the background. I think this mic preamp is about equal to the Eduroll R9 original mic preamp when it comes to external mics. I've compared enough mics with this Zoom and that recorder in the past to think that they're roughly the same. So this is basically what you'd get with this microphone on the Eduroll R9, I believe, and on the Zoom H2. And now, to the Eduroll R09HR. And this is the Audio-Technica AT-822 on the Eduroll R09HR. Much quieter. Not a bad sound, actually. I like this microphone. I like the spread of it. It's 120 degrees as opposed to 90, which is what most fixed stereo mics are. and it gives it a very nice stereo spread. I'm about 5 inches from the mic as I was on the Zoom and as I will be on the Sony. And speaking of Sony, let's go to the Sony and see what it sounds like. And this is the Audio-Technica AT-822 on the Sony PCM-D50. Nice and quiet. It'll be interesting to see how this compares with the Eddyroll. Like you, I'll have to go back and listen to the recording to see, because they both sound quite quiet. I'm about 5 inches from the microphone, just as I was in all the other tests. The bass is not rolled off, and it has been in the not rolled off position in all three tests. So that is this microphone on all three recorders. Let's see now what else we can find to do. One note before I continue. I've been normalizing things up to this point, but I'm not going to normalize the next two mic tests because they are microphones that some of you are likely to have, and I want you to know what volume I'm using for each of them and what sound level you can likely get at that particular volume. So I'm going to leave them unnormalized. The closing of the podcast will be normalized, so the sound will be a little louder, and I'll warn you when we get there. And these are the in-ear microphones from Sound Professionals. I'm outside. I don't have the windscreens on, so there might be some wind. These fit inside your ear canal, so they're actually quite good at binaural sound. Not extremely good fidelity, but for $75 or $85 or whatever they were, they're great. You hear me muffled because I'm speaking into the middle of the microphones and their pickups are facing away from me, so it's kind of like I'm talking into the back of them. The sounds that come in on either side of me, however, are coming into the front of them. I have the volume all the way up on low mic preamp. Now, I've done a test with these before, and the volume to be where the limiter doesn't really kick in is 15 down, because I slammed a lot of doors, and it was at zero VU without the limiter working. But I want to hear the limiter work, because I want to show you something about it. Now let's see where this car is going. They think I'm really strange standing here talking to myself. All right, that car is gone. Now let's go into the house. And what I want to do to show you the limiter is slam the doors really hard. And see if we can tell anything about how this limiter is working. There are two doors, a screen door. Whoops, here comes another car. That's going to go, yes. All right, now the limiter test. Here we go. And now the other bigger door. I don't know whether that pegged the limiter or not, but there's one interesting thing about this limiter. My wife is washing clothes, that's the sound you hear. If you create a loud sound and the limiter knocks itself down, if there's silence after that, the limiter takes 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 seconds, I don't remember how many, I haven't timed it, to come back up again. Longer than I sometimes like. However, if you're making sounds while it's coming up, it comes up more quickly in order to try to get those sounds to be where they should be. It's a pretty smart limiter. I'm standing here in the kitchen, Rob. What else would I do? Of course, run the garbage disposal. That ought to play heck with the limiter. I'm all the way up on low mic preamp, and here comes the garbage disposal. La-di-da, singing along with the garbage disposal, and people think I've lost my mind. soap off, and you probably couldn't hear the words I was singing. And who sings along with a garbage disposal anyway? Oh well. Better to think I'm crazy than to know it, right? Yes. Now we're in a quiet part of the house. Because the washing machine's on, I can't give you real quiet to see what kind of noise these mics make. Ah, let's go into the walk-in closet here. That ought to be quiet enough. First he sings into his garbage disposal, and then he goes into the closet. All right. This is the preamp noise of these mics and the recorder. I can hear my wife reading a book downstairs. I've gotten her spoiled into reading audio books. All right, slam this door. Well, didn't slam very hard because the wind kept it open. It's kind of pressurized in there. All right, for $75 or whatever these cost, they are not bad. And now I'm outside again using two different microphones. These are the Audio-Technica 943 microphones. Again, a less expensive pair of mics purchased from Sound Professionals, although I think these were about $300 or $275 or something like that. I used to have them on my glasses as croquis. I took them out. I think I'm going to get them to put them back in for me. They're just looped over my ears at this point, so they're not in the ear canal, so they're not truly binaural. But one of the things I wanted to show you out here, not that there's anything going on, is the bass roll-off function. As I think I've said before, this recorder has three levels of bass roll-off, four if you count off. Off, 100 hertz roll-off, 200 hertz roll-off, and 400. You set that in the menu, and then you flip the switch. I'm at 400 hertz roll-off. Actually, I'm at zero roll-off, but now I'm going to flip the switch, and let's see what happens to the bass response. I'll turn it off and on for a few clicks. Now these do have windscreens. I'm not sure how good they are. Here comes a car. There are a lot of cars parked in the street, which kind of deflects the sound, so it's not truly a car going by with nothing in the way. Now, let's go inside. Yeah, the limiter didn't work much at all on the last tests. When I knocked the bottle of soap over, it worked, but the garbage disposal, I didn't really hear it working all that much. These I have at the same level, volume level. I don't know whether they're the same output or not. So we'll see what kind of sound I get. Open one door. Ouch. Go in this door. Slam door. And talk and see if the limiter comes up or did it ever go down. That's what happens when you're not wearing headphones. Slam the bigger door. And that may have knocked the limiter down. And we don't know. Anyway, these are some different microphones that one could use with this recorder. There are a whole host of mics out there. But I think this will give you an example of some that are possible and some that are within the price range of a lot of people. I could try my Danish Pro Audio mics, but they're out of a lot of people's price range at about $1,000, so I don't think I'm going to do that in this podcast. Anyway, let's see what else we can find to get into. It's now time to turn down the volume, because the next sounds might be louder than what you've been listening to up to now. All right, we're back to the Eddie Rollhar 09. Oh, one other thing before I go. One of the things I heard when I did the last microphone test is the limiter making a very strange sound when it turned itself back up, kind of like and I have tried for 20 minutes to do everything I can to make that happen again, and I cannot. I have pushed sounds into this recorder that way distort because I'm way, way, way too loud, and I have not gotten it to happen. So I'm guessing it was some other noise. But But I wanted to make sure that, given the fact that the previous version of this recorder had some real limiter problems, one of which was a zipping sound, and the other was the fact that it didn't do each channel in sync. This one does. One thing else I will say is that I feel very safe using this recorder. It is not only easy to use in that the menus don't wrap, the buttons are quite nice, they click, they go down enough for you to feel, but what's more important for me is that there's a speaker. One of the things you can do to make sure you're on, that you're booted up, is to obviously play. If there's a file, you'll hear it. The other thing you can do, let's say you're not wearing headphones and you're using some binaural mics and you want to make sure they're going to record. You turn on the recorder, you record for a couple seconds, and you play it back. If you don't hear it, something's wrong. If you do, you're fine. So it's one way to test what you're about to record before you record it to really make sure that it's going to record. That is all I think I need to do on this podcast. I could go on demonstrating mics ad infinitum, but I don't think I will. I will tell you that you can reach me at neal@ravenswood.org. I won't promise to answer you. I will try very hard, but I am getting probably 500 messages a day. I do a lot of consulting, do a lot of other podcasts other than the ones I do for BCT, and I am swamped with questions. So I'm not ignoring you. Well, I guess I am if I'm not answering you, but I'm wanting to answer you, and hopefully at some point I will. So if you have questions, let me know, and I will try to answer you as soon as I can. I will put up a menu tree, I will put up any user notes, and probably might even do another podcast, who knows, on something else I find about this recorder. Well, thank you. All right, that is all from here. This is Neal Ewers saying I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and we will talk soon. Have a nice day.